It's always so much fun to hear the individual stories of Wisconsin's farmers, because behind every great farmer, there is a really, really good story. And the farmer that I'm sitting next to right now is going to drive that point home. So do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, please?
My name is Matthew Kiesling. I have Woodland View Dairy Farm in Deerbrook, Wisconsin.
How many head do you guys have up there?
Right now we're milking 40 Holstein Jersey Cross as well as young stock. We have a total of 85 cows on the farm.
Okay, Matt, you have a really interesting story, because prior to getting into agriculture, for 24 years, what did you do?
I was in the Army from high school until about 2017. And for the first 4 years, I was airborne cav scout, you know, hula hula, young and hard charging. And then I decided I needed some sort of vocation. So I went into prime power, where you're operating electrical power plants across the globe. Mm-hmm. Then the Iraq war started, and I knew that I was going to stay in longer than originally anticipated. So I went to officer candidate school, and I became an engineer officer for the remainder of my career.
Well, thank you for your service. I can't stress that enough. Tell me about the transition from the service to agriculture. How did that go?
I decided, through family discussions with my children as they were going into college, exiting high school, that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to have some sort of answer to no one except for myself and my wife type of life, mm-hmm, after the service. And once I hit around 20 years and retirement was on the cusp, we had honed it down into agriculture. We really liked being out in the country. We wanted to do something with livestock. But I needed something that was year-round, so dairy is where we kind of landed. As we researched how do you get into agriculture, not a lot of military experience transitions or translates into taking care of calves, milking cows, dealing with feed, all the other aspects, or making a large capital purchase of land and machinery and equipment. So I decided I needed to find a route that gave me that experience as well as my desire. So I joined the dairy grazing apprenticeship. And I found a farm with a solid mentor that was close to retirement age in central Wisconsin. And being a lifelong Packers fan, it was a no-brainer. So we ended up in north central Wisconsin, just below the Northwoods, where everyone vacations. So we get to enjoy the bald eagles, the deer eating the corn, and cows out on pasture.
I love it. It sounds good. What more could you want, right? Now, tell me, how important was it to have that mentor guide you through the process, the transition from the Army to ag?
It was invaluable, and I must say that he was a 20-year reserve Army veteran as well, so we could talk Army lingo. We could translate that into what farming meant. So we hit it off real well with both having an Army background as well as a desire for farming. So he came back and took over the farm in 99. He knew everyone from the community. He had born and raised there. Without him, in the service, as you go from duty station to duty station, you learn to infuse yourself into that community. However, you have that connection with the military, that Army base. Here, we came to a community where we had nothing. So he became that nexus of the dairy industry and took us, and everything that was dairy related, whether it be feed or manure or other dairy farmers, he knew that he was that continuity for us. And if I mentioned his name, hey, I work on the Burrs farm, then that gave us a level of credibility that we would normally have in a military, yeah, I'm stationed at this base or that base. Mm-hmm. So being able to come in, work on a farm where he's reputable, his family's known for being honest and hardworking, and that relationship that I was able to form anywhere in the community was solely based off of what he had already built for his family and the farm.
Correct me, because I don't want to get this wrong, but he owned the farm, and now you are in the transition of taking over the farm, correct?
That is correct. He bought it from his dad in 99, and he, July 1st of this year, he's going to transition that farm over to me.
Are you excited?
I am, yes. I looked through my five-year plan that I put together about 4 years ago, and I was able to check a lot of things off. So that was kind of a confidence builder that said we'll be okay. And he's decided to stay in the area, so I know I'm not losing that mentorship. I'm not going to be doing this on my own. I know that any of those tough decisions or bad weather days, I'll be able to lean on him and still figure out what the best course of action is. So that's also a big piece. He knows for the next 3 to 5 years he has to keep an open phone line for me.
You have five kids. First thing, they were probably excited to not move around all the time, have a central location, right?
Correct, yeah. We tried to establish that and homestead it in central Kansas, where that was kind of the farm. But that was a big beef and wheat area, and that was two areas we decided not to get into as far as agriculture. So now that they've all visited the farm, three of them plan on working and being a part of the day-to-day operation of the farm, and the grandkids love it as well. New calves, chickens, cats, can't beat it, you know, and there's always work. So if they're getting a little too rowdy, we just give them a shovel and tell them to start moving something.
Yeah, the more kids, the more help, right?
Yeah.
And then you said three of your kids are planning on getting involved in the farm. What does the timeline look like for that?
Right now, my oldest daughter, Roseanne, she's in the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship Program, and she has been hired on as of 1 February. So she is a full-time employee on the farm currently. And that's just to ease the transition when I become owner in July. There's no sense in postponing and starting everything in July. So we have her on the farm now working. My daughter, Sarah, she's still in high school, but she's a part-time employee, and she milks 5 days a week and takes care of calf records. So she's an integral part of our calf raising program. And then my son, Jared, he's in the Air Force currently in Utah, and he will join the farm late 2021. So we're under the two-year mark for him to be relocated. His wife's a school teacher, so she's excited to get up here, and they love the outdoors. So they visit. This is their vacation spot, and that's where they decided to join the farm as well.
I'm familiar with the dairy grazing apprenticeship, but not as much as I'd like to be. So what are the basics that I need to know about that?
Okay, the dairy grazing apprenticeship, it started here in Wisconsin, and now it's national. It is a two-year program where you apply. If you've graduated high school, you can apply. There's no true requirements. We have 140 farms across 13 states. They all have agreed to be mentors and educators on their farm. You also take six online courses, so there's some continuing education or related instruction, we call it, that goes with it, through the Managed Grazing Innovation Center. So right now, for instance, my daughter, as an apprentice, she works she has a schedule, she has a contract with us, but we also provide her time off to take care of her online coursework, visit other farms, attend seminars, anything that provides a well-rounded dairyman. And the goal is within 2 years, you leave with enough knowledge, ability, and a business plan to go either manage or start your own dairy farm. We're starting her off in the milking parlor this summer. She'll be responsible for and part of grazing and grazing wedge and harvesting forage for winter feed. So every aspect, it's the only program that covers every aspect, from writing checks for feed, to taking care of calves, to working with the veterinarian, to understanding how you interact with the market and the cooperative and government programs. So it's a holistic approach because there's no real college degree, whether it be an associate's or a certificate, that covers everything that a farmer needs to know. You know, you can do animal science, but that's not going to tell you the business aspect of running a farm. You know, you can do grains, but that's not going to tell you the livestock aspect. So this dairy grazing apprenticeship gives you, just like an electrical or plumbing, it gives you everything you need to be able to operate within the dairy realm.
Awesome. Matt, thank you so much. That is Matthew Kiesling. He is the owner of Woodland View Dairy up near the Northwoods of Wisconsin. And from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Josh Scramlin.